The MetLife Building, located at 200 Park Avenue between Park and 45th Street, sits north of Grand Central at one of the best locations in New York City. At 59 stories high, it stands at over 800 feet tall and contains commercial and office space. Construction on the building began in 1959 and doors first opened in 1963. Initially, its design had been widely criticized due to its location next to Grand Central. However, the railroad was struggling financially and they were seeking to raise money. As a result, proposals for a skyscraper to replace Grand Central were announced in 1954. Plans were later revised, however, for the building to be built behind the terminal rather than in place of it. The development was originally named Grand Central City, but was renamed to the Pan Am Building in 1960, given the main tenant was Pan American Airways. At the time of the building's opening, it was the largest commercial office space by square footage. This building remained the headquarters for Pan Am for years, occupying at least 15 floors until they relocated headquarters to Miami, Florida, before ceasing operations altogether. Pan Am sold the property in 1981 for $400 million, and in 1992, the Pan Am sign was taken down and replaced with the MetLife sign. Today, the building remains headquarters to MetLife, the Wealth and Investment Division of Barclays, and office spaces for Merrill Lynch, Gibson, DXC Technology, among others. The building was designed by Walter Gropius, Pietro Bellucci, and Emery Roth and Sons in an architecture style known as International. International style, or internationalism, is an architectural style that was developed in the 1920s and 30s and was closely related to modernism and modern architecture. Some say the style emerged from Holland, France, and Germany after World War I, and spread throughout the world, becoming the dominant architectural style until the 1970s. It is known for its emphasis on volume over mass, the use of lightweight, mass-produced industrial materials, rejection of all ornament and color, repetitive modular forms, and the use of flat surfaces, typically alternating with areas of glass. The MetLife Building sits on top of two levels of railroad tracks that led into Grand Central Terminal. It has an octagonal shape and exterior curtain wall that were intended by the architects to reduce the building's perceived sense of scale. The facade is one of the most precast concrete exterior walls in a building in New York City. The first nine stories are covered in a combination of granite, aluminum, marble, and stainless steel with glass windows, and the remaining higher floors contains the precast concrete walls. In the lobby, there is a pedestrian passage to Grand Central's main concourse as well. The building has been renovated several times in its history. In the 60s, there used to be a helicopter pad that used to shuttle people in from the airport, but it was shut down in the 70s after a deadly crash that included several fatalities. For many years, ownership of the building was mostly unknown. However, it is owned today by billionaire Donald Brehm, who has a 97.3% ownership stake in the building. The Irvine Company and Tishman Speyer is the managing partner with less than 3% ownership. It is known to be one of the priciest pieces of real estate in New York and stands as one of the tallest buildings in the country. Estimates concluded that the MetLife building cost around $100 million to construct back in the day, and it is now worth more than $3 billion today. Additionally, it was the last building to be constructed before the city changed the rules on corporate logo placements on top of skyscrapers. Modern New York City building code prohibits logos from being more than 25 feet above the curb or occupying over 200 square feet on a block front. The building is iconic to the New York City skyline and has also been featured in a variety of TV shows and movies, including The Avengers, Knowing, Godzilla, and Catch Me If You Can, as well as the video game Grand Theft Auto. Be sure to be on the lookout for it during your next movie binge.